Just breathe.
Let your muscles relax.
You deserve it.
You've taken your own destiny.
You've earned it.
And made your own merit.
You are the best.
Just relax. Breathe. Feel your muscles, your mind.
Responding.
I'm going to tell you a story.
I once found the stray cat. This cat was hungry. This cat was dirty. This cat was practically feral. I took him in. It wasn't easy. I fed him for several nights, and then I put out a trap. I put out a trap that this little stray kitty wandered into and got caught. I took him into my home, and I washed him with oven mitts protecting my hand. Wrapped him in a blanket so tightly as he struggled. And then I put him in a room I had prepared just for this purpose. He was a prisoner. He tested the window. He tested the door. But that little tomcat, he couldn't escape me. I gave him food twice a day. And when I did, I would come and I would sit and I would talk to him. I would tell him stories. I was the only person that he saw. And at first, he would hide in a corner and he would hiss every time he saw me. If I dropped something, he would jump and freak out. Every day, I walked into that room and days turned into weeks and weeks turned into months. And slowly, it took time. Slowly, he started to come to me. He would eat while I was still in the room and I would move close. Because when you're taming something wild, something that's still free, you have to be very patient. You creep up on it bit by bit. You treat them well, feeding them and taking care of them. And sometimes there's things like bats that they might not want. But still, I do what needs to be done. And of course you care. Even while he was locked up, I still care. Even while he fought me, I loved him. He was in my custody for just a bit. I chose to make him my responsibility. And every day, I do a little bit of that responsibility. Feeding him, taking care of him, and always talking to him. Words and tone and cadence are the true way to break someone down. With kindness, with love.
And every day I moved closer. And he still hissed at me. Until finally I could sit right next to the food. And he would still eat. With one little eye watching me. One wary eye. And if I made the slightest movement, he would snap and run away. So I was very careful. Very delicate. And slowly, even though his entire life experience had been to not trust me, he slowly couldn't help it. Slowly came to care. Slowly let me touch and stroke his back and scratch his ears. Soon, every time I entered the room, he would be there to greet me. So very excited. So very happy that there was food and someone to play with him. I'd take a little stick with a feather attached and give him lots of exercise.
The valiant little hunter would bring me back the toy if I dropped soon. I started bringing other people into the room to socialize him slowly,
to get him to like people.
Every time one of them came in, I'd have them give him a treat.
And soon he came to associate
people with good things.
And then one day,
it was time for me to take in my next stray.
And no matter how much I loved him,
I always knew that his final home wasn't going to be with me.
I didn't love him any less for it,
and there was a little bit of sadness,
but the happy sort, seeing the transformation and knowing my part of it
as he went on to a happy life,
seeing that I was affected,
it was worth it.
Now you, my little slave,
I see you exactly the same way. Except, of course, your rewards are not food. The things I do to get your dopamine centers running, well, they're fun. But they serve a purpose, and you serve a purpose. Until one day when I've made you so much better, you will be ready to go to your new home and have your own owner, your own mistress to tie you down, to beat you, to love you at the same time that she controls you. Just relax. Relax your breathing. Relax your mind. Visualize what it is that you want. You want to be owned. You want to be dominated. You want the sweet release of someone else. Me. Taking control. It's always turned you on. The idea of a woman on top of you. A woman using you for her own gratification. Knowing that because she's in charge, true love is her not letting you go. It's locking you in a dungeon and changing your way of thinking until you're not just her slave. You're happy as a slave. Treated well, but completely controlled and entranced. Just relax your mind. Let yourself breathe. Feel your muscles relax. You deserve this. You deserve to have a proper mistress. And I'm going to shepherd you along your way, facilitating kink. Is one of my greatest fetishes. One of the desires that feels so good. It's like that feeling of satisfaction when you do a good deed. Except this feeling is much dirtier. Filthier and so fucking hot. I love and relish knowing that every time a whip is cracked against your back, a strap on is strapped on, and things are shoved up your ass, that you're trained in new positions, new services to your mistress.
Let your muscles. had a part in that. A part in your discovery. A part in your training. A part in putting you into the right state of mind. I'm a facilitator. And it feels so good. Just relax your mind. Just breathe deeply. Let your muscles relax. You can breathe even slower, even deeper. And breathing this way continues a nice, relaxed trance. You know what you want, and you will make your own merit. You will earn what you deserve. But first, you have to make yourself better. Do it for me. Later, one day, you'll do it for her. Your ideal and perfect mistress. But right now, step one is to make yourself better. There's always a way. There's always something you can do. You can find that and make yourself better. Make yourself stronger. Make yourself smarter. Use your willpower to affect change positively in your life and the lives of those around you. Just let yourself breathe. Let yourself relax. Feeling your muscles sinking. Hyper-focused on one goal. What you really, really want. And anytime your motivation starts to slack, whenever you start to falter, think of me. Think of Shibby. What would Shibby think? Would she approve of my actions? Am I making the world better? It's important that you take care of others as well. Those who need it. Those who deserve it. Positive changes outwards cause positive changes inwards. Just relax. Go deeper. Trust in my vision for you. Trust in your vision for yourself. You deserve it. You deserve your ideal mistress. You just have to be worthy. Make yourself better. Exercise more. Eat healthier. The more you take care of yourself, the happier I will be. Just relax. You can do it. You deserve this. You will do wonderful. Everything will be okay. Just another drop in the bucket. Every single thing you do. But they fill it up. With perseverance. You can do this. You're going to be the best. And then I'll turn you into the very best slave. Do it for me. Be a good toy. Be a good slave. Do it for me. Make me happy. Make me proud. Take care of yourself. Take care of others.
just relax. Be a better person. We're going to have a wonderful world filled with cake and expression. And you have that one way to make it wonderful. Now just relax. Feel your mind sinking even deeper, smiling happy in thoughts of the future, thoughts of the goal.
Starting to crystallize into one letting point of focus.
Just haze away, just on the haze away.
Feel all of you focusing.
Purely relax your mind. Just let yourself go a moment of peace.
You deserve it. Let your muscles relax. Just let your mind.
You've earned this. You're under my control.
I'm going to care for you. I'm going to prepare you.